I went to a mindfulness retreat all day Saturday. It was mindfulness / internal family systems. It was sick.
Nice.
Awesome. That so much fun. I loved it. I did. There was a dude there. First of all, rolls into the mind. You know, there's always somebody at a thing that has to be like, obviously, to show you, like, without saying, like, I've been here before.
Yeah.
So I like look at this guy. We're sitting there. A guy has his shoes off, and I'm like, damn, what a beast, dude.
Took his shoes off in a public meeting?
At the mindfulness, because it was mindfulness. So you want to be
grabbed. That's very not mindful.
No, you want to have. You'd be in your socks. You want to be show everyone, like, yo, bro, I'm in my, like, I know you guys are here, but, like, I do this shit for real.
Yeah.
It's like when people take, do, like, do you ever see people at the gym and they're bare feet? When they deadlift, they're like, I'm gonna get my bare feet, and like, it was like one of those real sick flexes. So I go up there, I'm seeing them. Like, I was kind of like, we were doing this stuff. Like, dude, it's pretty crazy, man. It's like, so you sit there and you imagine all of the internal parts of yourself that have arisen because of like stuff that's happened to you. So like your old parts of yourself. There's like, I think there's called like the judge. There's like the judger aspects. There's the there's like a zillion aspects of your personality that pop up, and you're supposed to like close your eyes and imagine a big dining room table and all of this, and invite all of the parts of yourself to this thing. So our eyes are closed, dude. It's so fucking sick. And then they're like where? I can't remember. Like this, like, is there a part of you that's like afraid of things? There's part of you that's kind of like exactly.
No,
there's part of you that's like. Let's go, next. Guys. Let's keep staying busy, guys. Come on. And like you,
I'm missing that guy.
You have all these fucking the procrastinator.
That guy got his ass beat at the dinner table for being like, you know what? We should do something. Fuck you, dude. Beat the shit out of him. All right. Now that guy's gone.
Dude.
We can focus on business.
We were sitting there and like your eyes are closed and you have the dinner table, all these parts. So there's all these parts of you. And then there's your true self, which is supposed to be transcendent to all the parts. And the idea is like the parts have been running the show. If you've been like dealing with a bunch of shit, you're like navigating your life through these weird like sub personalities that take over, and like that's like the that's what comes with, that's what drives people to act in these like real weird kind of like driving or like, you know, scared kind of ways. And you're supposed to imagine yourself like hugging your younger self and being like, it's okay, bud, you can relax, you don't have to be afraid anymore. Dude, half the room, like, we like opened our eyes, most people are fucking crying. The dude's just chilling in his socks, totally unperturbed, dude, just sitting there just like, fucking
did you cry?
Yeah, I did, actually. I cried.
I knew you cried.
I cried. I was first one to open my mouth. No one would talk. That was another thing. No one would, like, well, what happened for everybody? And no one would talk, dude. Fucking.
You cried at a wellness meeting?
Yeah, everybody did, dude. You're sitting there. You're.
Well, it's you and a lot of pregnant women. Of course they're crying.
Nah, a lot of geezers.
They're staring down the barrel.
I know, I'm sure, dude.
They got a little sad.
Hell yeah, it was
sick. Are you crying about? You got to be a man.
I was thinking about hugging my fucking little boy self, dude. It just fucking teared me up, dude. What are you gonna do?
Sickens me,
dude. That's just the judge, dude. The judge is at center. You need it for yourself to be like, hey, judge, how about you take a seat, bud? I got this from here on out. The judge is tired, bro. Let him take a seat. Let the judge take a seat.
The judge is ruling.
The judge is tired.
The judge is in the house, baby. You better all rise. Here he comes.
Dude, you got to invite him to the dinner table, dude.
If I would have been in there, I think I just am the judge.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any of my other personality traits are anywhere. The judge is at the head of the table. And if I saw you crying in your little meetings.
Mm-hmm. Just a tear, bro.
I'd be unhappy. Just one single tear.
Shed a tear, dude. I was like, damn, that's so touching. And then I'm like, damn, I'm the only one crying. I'm such a bitch. I opened my everybody in there is just like, like, dude,
really?
it was we were doing like a half an hour of mindfulness thing. So you're like,
no, I cry super easily.
Your eyes closed.
I would have cried before they even brought it up.
I literally, the thing I was imagining, it was like this weird guided meditation kind of thing. And the thing I went down was being a little kid and being constantly afraid of the dark when I was little. It's like waking up in the middle of the night, and that's like, that becomes a sub personality of a little kid who's like, oh no, don't do this. You have like a part of you that's real scared that you're supposed to you take your whole self and be like, hey, bud, how about you sit down and relax? I got this. And it was imagining hugging like a little kid, and it was just like, Jesus Christ.
Really?
It was sweet, yeah.
It's not getting me.
If you close your eyes.
All right, go
if
ahead.
If you were sitting there, say, I mean, you probably do all your thinking on the turnpike. If you were on the turnpike and you start closing your eyes, think about hugging little Shane, dude, a time when maybe your sisters did something really mean to you, you're upset, and you really think about yourself as a little kid being troubled, and in your mind, hug that little kid, it'll get you crying, dude.
No, I would just turn up Drake louder. Just be like, yes, dude, I am the man.
Dude, well, it was funny because I went to this dude.
No, so I just hit a hard Philly to New York cry.
When?
last week.
On the way up?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's how you do it, dude.
That was the first time in...
Ever, really?
Long time.
Damn, that's good. Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah. It was a rough couple weeks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Any music you're listening to, or is it silence?
No, I was hitting sad music.
What were you listening to?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. See, you're trying to judge me, Matt. You want me to say a funny song so that you can make fun of it.
Your projective identification knows no bounds.
I know exactly how someone like you operates. I've been around dope fiends my whole life.
Your projections are astounding, dude.
I've encountered many dope fiends.
Have you?
I know how they act.
You grew up around dope fiends?
The whole street.
Both my parents were potheads growing up.
My parents did weed.
I'm like in this whole space where I've been trying to like not be kind of weird. So like I see this guy, he's his socks off. Usually I'd be kind of like, fucking guy. I'm like, dude, this guy kind of rules. His socks are off. He's just fucking being like cock in a good way. Totally cock. I'm like, damn, this is what's up. I've been in a big thing when I'm in crowds. I just imagine literally being every person I see. So if anyone does anything, I'm just like, that's what's up. And I watch it. I'm like, hilarious. And they ask annoying questions. It's like, yeah, I probably would ask an annoying question. If they're like, say something really smart, I'm like, that's so sick. That guy's that fucking smart. I just get into it. I've been getting into everything. But except for fucking pedophiles, I'll fuck them up. The dude. So then this dude, so I like, Alan Brake, I see this guy in a book. And I was like, I kind of want to know what that book's about. And I was like, literally in my head, don't ask. Fucking, don't be a weirdo and ask. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask this guy. I was like, yo, what's that book about? He just goes like this. Looks at the book, hands me the book, and like goes back to what he was doing.
Damn.
I was like, dude, and in my head, I'm like, this guy fucking rules, dude. It's like, dude, this guy is the fucking man. So we go on break later for lunch. I come back, he says a dog in the bathroom. I'm like, bro, where's your dog been? I kept bothering this guy. Dude, you're the man. I kept having to talk to him because he was so fucking funny. I'm like,
he had a dog in the bathroom?
He had a dog in the bathroom. I'm like, bro, and he you know, this has been 9:30 a.m. till 1 o'clock now.
And there was a dog in the bathroom.
He was with his dog.
Guy with the shoes off.
So I asked him, I go, bro, where's your dog been? He's like, first of all, he's so bothered the fact that I'm coming up to talking to him. He goes, in my car. I was just like, okay. I was like, nice dog, man. He was just like, okay. I was like, dude, this guy fucking rules.
That guy sucks.
And he brought the dog in for the rest of the time and just like brought his dog into a thing and chilled.
This guy sucks.
And he fucking rules.
You should have beat his ass at the Mindful fucking meeting.
No, dude, I was
in the middle of the Mindful.
I was fucking.
Next time they say close your eyes, just sucker punch the fuck out of that guy.
Because that dude, that is the best thing that happens the whole time. This guy is just totally like totally impervious to, you know, I'm asking him questions, I'm talking about his dog. He's just like, dude, go the fuck away from me. Then towards the end of the day, we ate lunch. There's a bunch of geezers in there. We do the last mindfulness thing, and you hear all of a sudden, everyone's eyes are closed, and you hear, I look up. It's just the fucking cock going, looking up, laughing to nobody but himself, being like, closes his eyes. I'm like, dude, you fucking rule.
All right, that guy does.
Holding dog
rule.
With one hand, no shoes on, dog. I'm like, this dude is just doing whatever the fuck he wants.
Wow. What was it like staring into the future?
I was loving it. That's what I'm saying. I'm
That's
like,
nice.
Except I'd be way more welcoming, and I probably wouldn't leave my dog in the car.
You sure?
In a freezing fucking.
You sure?
For sure, dude.
You've had some anger issues, and I've seen the way you handle canines.
What are you talking about?
I've seen you grip up. You probably don't remember. I think you're blacked out on dope.
I get high and beat my dogs.
You get high, you get mad, dude. Mad McCusker.
True, I've had my fair share.
Yeah, but you worked through your issues. That's good.
I've been working them, dude.
Have you gotten wild lately?
No, I've been chilling, dude.
Easy.
Chill. I've gotten angry. Don't get me wrong. I've gotten fucking pissed. And I just sit there and just go like, the mindfulness thing actually helped a lot.
I'm sure.
That helped.
Sure, it was nice.
Big time. I was in the car furious yesterday.
About what?
And my bae was just fucking remixing reality. She was fucking Spinderella of reality around me. Just being like, I didn't say that. No. What I said was, and it just, dude, when they do an explanation of like, no, I hear what you're saying, but what I was trying to say, and you're just like, that makes no fucking sense. You didn't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just sitting there. I was just closing my eyes, and I'm like, I'm just tired, babe. Just tired. Let me sit here for a second. Close my eyes and just relax.
That the changing an argument like that, my fucking roommate did that. And because he argues like that, like a lady. He's got major dog brain when it comes to
brutal,
arguments.
Brutal, dude.
He was like, I don't know. We were talking about people from Boston, comics from Boston think that Boston comics are like, like they don't move to New York because it's so good up there. Like they don't even have to move. It's like what, you just do local shows in Boston?
And they're just the best.
and they're the best. They're so good. He's like, there's murderers up there. You would never, you know. And it's like, yeah, I'm sure there's, I know there's really good comics up there. Sure. But he was talking something about, I don't know, he named this female comic, and he was like, she would bury you on every show.
Wow.
And I was like,
it's your hype.
So I'm, and first off, it was totally unprovoked. Like, I was just literally just sitting there.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, she wouldn't. Like, no, she wouldn't.
Yeah.
On every show.
Yeah, she would bury me.
You think she would bury me on every
show?
Where
should she be famous right now?
Yeah, I was like, there's, it's like, I.
They'd be remaking Ghostbusters again right now. Yeah. She could be the star.
I was like, I do shows with the best comics in New York, and I don't get buried every show.
But there's every this sleeper, show. There's a sleeper babe in New York who no one's like, oh, can I please make a ton of money off you right now?
And so then we're arguing about it. Because he just wouldn't. I was like, what are you fucking talking about, dude?
Oh,
no way.
Oh, my God.
And then.
That's so funny. Because
I was like, I've gone on the road with, like, Jay. Big Jay is a monster in rooms.
Yeah.
And there's been times where he hasn't buried me.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
So it's not going to be every time with this lady. And then Tommy came in and was like, what the fuck are you guys arguing about? And Steve was instantly like, Shane thinks a woman could never bury him. And I was just like, you little pussy. That is not the argument. That is not the argument.
Was Tommy a fair ump? What did he say?
No, he's a fucking, who gives a fuck, man?
It was, dude, just, I love that's his fucking take. Dude, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was, in that case, very good point.
Yeah.
But
that's still funny,
it's
though.
So funny to have someone just switch an argument on you, mid-argument. Be like, what are you guys fighting about? Be like, he said he would never get buried by a female comic. And I was like, bro, you know that's not what I said. And the argument was that this lady that no one's ever heard of would bury me every single time. You're out of your element.
The exact, he literally flipped the whole argument.
Yeah.
That's a whole argument for a whole other day.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you're like, well, no, that's true also, but. <it's> like, no, there's some killers out
there. There are.
There's some
of
killers
course.
Out there, dude.
Of course.
They're just buried.
I've seen it.
Oh, fucking.
I've seen it.
They bury you, dude.
They get me every once in a while.
Every fucking show, dude.
100% burying is strong. That's a strong argument.
Yeah.
100% burying of anybody is a strong argument.
I just love two dudes fighting and another guy being like, who gives a fuck? And everyone's like, I guess we can end this
now. Well, also, I was like, that's what I said. But I'm not going to let somebody say something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
especially
just
in your
sit
house.
There. Yeah.
In your
I'm
house?
Just sitting here, I'm just trying to play a video
game, bro.
You
should start encroaching into his bedroom a little bit and like kind of putting some of your stuff in there and being like, what's up?
What's up, baby?
What's good, dude?
What's good?
What's good?